Okay, come on in close. Come on over, Brother Gavin. Brother Jesse, I don't think necessary. Make it easy on yourself this week. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says this, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Therefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all and all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all." Everybody say the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everybody. Why? Why is the manifestation of the Spirit always given? To profit. The manifestation of the Spirit of God is given to every person. And whenever you have a manifestation, it's not going to harm. It's not going to damage. It's not going to corrupt. The manifestation of the Spirit of God is going to uphold, uplift, and build up, and encourage, and profit. So we say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And who has this manifestation? Somebody say, everybody. Somebody, the manifestation is given to everyone. So if you want everyone to increase and everyone to prosper and everyone to get to the point that they're able to profit, the one thing you're going to have to realize that it happens as everybody gets to the point to where we loosen up just a little bit so that the Spirit of God can start to show through, that we all may be able to profit. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Said, to the one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and same self Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Now there's a teaching I say, hey, you can flow in all the gifts, any gift. No, who divides them out? Who gives them out? God. And how does he do it? As he wills. As he wills. For the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members that same body, of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews, Gentiles, or whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink with it, into the one Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's exactly what the manifestation of the Spirit brings about profit. The manifestation of the Spirit brings about profit, and that's what God wants to have happen. God wants to see his people increase and be all that he can have them be. Also, when everybody does what God wants them to do and becomes what God desires them to become, we're going to have a greater manifestation of Jesus. How many would like to see that? Can we put it back together again? So we need to sit back a little bit and start to stir up the gifts that are within us. Stir up the gift that is within you. Now, does that mean that we're so used to seeing the fivefold ministry offices, which are completely different? The body as a whole and every member of the congregation is going to have a manifestation of the Spirit. Now, a manifestation of the Spirit or a gifting of the Spirit is not the same thing as a supernatural office of the Spirit. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that. There's a difference between a gifting and an office, and you need to know the difference on how they flow so that you can find out what you're able to do and what you're able to contribute and what God expects out of you. The offices of the Spirit of God, amen, the offices, when we get into Ephesians chapter 4, let's go there. How many of you are ready to profit? Or are you just ready to look and look around and wait for another couple years? Are y'all ready to profit each other? It's kind of quiet here tonight. Or you just want to sit up there and you want to see increase. So we've been talking about the corporate ministry. The corporate ministry. So you've noticed that a lot of times, like on Sundays around here, what we do is we give you a time to operate in the spiritual gift. Isn't that wonderful? To operate in a gifting and encourage each other, amen, and profit one another, because that's what God desires. Body ministry. Effective body ministry. And that will allow good things to happen. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, it says this, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of what? Peace. Somebody say hallelujah. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But unto every one is given grace. Unto everyone, so say unto everybody. It's given grace. Everybody has it. Now, grace is more than what the Baptists sing about. Amen? Grace is a charis from God. Grace is the power of God. When it talks about grace, it's talking about when God is moved with compassion. Now, you notice when we say grace at Thanksgiving, you say, oh, Lord, I'm so thankful for all that you've done all year long. Amen. I'm thankful. We call that grace. Why do we call that grace? Because it's when we give thanks. When you give thanks for your food, it's usually called grace, right? Well, that's correct. It's the same way with the grace of God. The same attitude that you have when you're really sincere. How many of you are really sincere when you say grace? Now, I know a lot of people just make up words at grace, and, you know, sometimes I'm afraid to go out to eat with people and pray because they got the memorized thing. Like, it makes me feel like I've been out here for a long time. Where are they getting this from? Amen? I must be missing out on something. And blah, 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 blah. You know, like some potion they have to put over the food, you know, before they can really eat it. But for me, it's really different. Amen. I give thanks. Lord, you did this. And I don't want to ever get to the point to where I forget that you are the one that put this plate in front of me and made a way for them to put some food down in front of it. And I want to say thank you. I don't care how much money I got in the bank. God, it's still you that put the plate in front of me and made a way, amen, for me to pay for this meal. And I just want to say thank you. So say grace.
Grace.
So there's a thankfulness there. Well, don't you know that the motivating force behind the grace of God. You must learn this. And if you want to see the anointing of God in manifestation on a greater level, when God does something great for you, there's something about Him that you don't understand. He is thankful for you. That's one thing that we'll never be able to figure out. God loves you more than you love Him, and it will always be that way. You don't have to fight to get His attention. You don't have to do a bunch of stuff to get His attention or get Him to love you. He is more into you than you will ever imagine being into Him. So when He starts moving and He starts blessing you, He comes in the room and He starts doing stuff for you. It's just, He's just so happy to see you. He's so full of love and so full of grace. We get so sick of each other so quick. He's much better than we are. 3 bad days and we're ready to knock each other off. Amen. We just can't stand seeing each other. It shows how far we're from God. But I tell you what, God, amen, He's full of love. He's full of grace. When people come through that door, He's not looking at all the issues. He's not looking at all the junk. He doesn't have any. You know what? If He can forgive us for our sins and all of those things, you know, He's happy. Nothing you're going to do on a daily basis is going to get Him off center. Don't let the devil defeat you. Well, I had an argument this morning, or this went on, or that went on, or I don't feel right. Don't let any of those things get you. The bottom line is God is full of mercy, and He's also full of grace. He said, I can fix that. It's not about you. It's all about me. I love you. You're not coming in here to tap dance for me and to impress me, to get me to love you. I love you, and because I love you, I'm going to overlook all of that stuff and help you be what you want to be. Amen. So say, grace. God has got to express His love to man, toward mankind. He has to do it. He's full of it. If you could only imagine how much He loves you and how much He cares for you. I can feel the anointing of God, and you can tell it's a real grace from God. He just gets in front of people and says, I want to bless you so bad. When I sit up there and look out over the room and catch stuff where that just holds back the Spirit of the Lord when God wants to do something, not because of you, not because you deserve it, amen, but because He wants to do it. You see preachers get mad and stuff like that. You know, some people just get mad because you do wrong. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done that. You're on your way to hell, blah, blah, blah. And they're all sweating and angry and preaching and putting their fists through the pulpit. But I want to punch a couple people in the face for not letting God do everything He could do. Because I know what He feels like. I know what the heart of God wants to do. He wants to do better. He wants to bless you. He wants to bring you out because He's so good. He wants to express Himself on you. Right. He wants to prosper you, and you just think it's because you need a new car. No, because that's who He is. Well, I don't deserve it. Well, who cares? It's not about you. He's good. You can't help it. I don't know whether I believe that. He still wants to do it. He anticipates blessing His people, healing His people, and delivering them and setting them free. I'm glad we're not there. There was one service, we were here waiting to start a service out there at the coffee bar, and it was almost audible. I was out there at the coffee bar. I think you were behind me, sister. And we were waiting to go on, and I thought, it's going to be a real low night. It's going to be a real low service. And I whooped it, you know, well, we'll do whatever we got to do. All of a sudden, another person walked through the door, and it was just so clearly, the Lord said, start now. I have something I can work with. I finally got enough I can bless. Now, go. Whether you realize it or not, it's like He's getting something off His chest. You remember the Bible says, you know, when I've never been pregnant, Did you know that? I've never been pregnant. I've never given birth to children. I don't know what it's like, but I've heard, amen, that when you get pregnant, amen, that things happen to your body and your bosom gets so full that it hurts and you've got to get rid of it. And if you don't get rid of it, you're going to be in trouble. And when women stopped breastfeeding whiles back, they started getting pumps, you know, the little plastic pump, because you just couldn't leave it alone. It had to come. You had to. Am I talking right here?
Amen.
I'm teaching the word of God. You might think I'm being crude, but God's trying to get me to get over to you what it's like. The Bible says he is the breasty one.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's got blessings for you, and you're so stuck in stuff. For his sake, be blessed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not this week, not next week, but God wants to express himself in you, and you taking him through all these trips and all these hoops. It's not about you, glory to God. It's all about him. He can only be good. He's looking for someone to show himself strong in. I heard the Holy Ghost today. You know, I was thinking about the couple that came and thinking, boy, we can get some, sir, we got some wild ones in here. We can act kind of crazy, and they were acting kind of crazy too. And God said, that's exactly what I want. They're crazy enough to be a Christian. You got to be crazy to be a Christian. You got to be out of your mind to be a Christian. Glory to God. He said, you have to be crazy enough to be a Christian. Hallelujah. So I want, you know, I've sat up there, seen him in front of people's faces, see that resistance. Man, we could tell Bible story after Bible story after Bible story and never really minister to the Lord. I'm trying to help him out. When we're full of hell and full of mess, we always have something we want to get off our chest. We just can't rest. We can't sleep at night until we've done our mess. Amen? And you try to say, shut up, shut up. No, I got one more thing to say. Hold on. Let me just let it out. And I feel so much better. But God comes in here service after service, week after week, wave after wave, with something for you on his chest. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All he wants you to be a victim of his goodness. Let God have his way with you. So we're sitting up here learning time and time again that he's made a way to manifest himself. He's made a way to express himself through you. Said manifestations of the Spirit is given to everybody. As soon as we link up and get in our calling and get in our place, something's going to start to flow out of us. And when it flows out of us, it flows from the heart of God. He feels better. So we say hallelujah. Release. Release. I'm sure he felt so good. I mean, I'm sure he was so full that day. He's walking down the road, and that woman that shouldn't have been there was in sin for being in the midst of that crowd. She was totally wrong. According to the law, she had no business being in public, being in her condition. And if she had been caught, she would have been stoned to death. But he was in the midst of a bunch of people that didn't know how to pull on him. And the only one that needed him, the only one that helped him out, she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, and virtue. Somebody say virtue.
Virtue.
Virtue flowed from him onto her, and she was made perfectly whole. He's too big just to be in heaven. The heavens can't contain his glory. Heavens can't contain his glory. He's too big just to be talked about. He's too big just to read about. He's too big just to sing about. He's big enough to bust through every now and then through a spiritual gift, through a manifestation, through a grace, through you. So say manifestations of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Just let them do something. Just let them do something. Do your little part. Hallelujah. Do your little part. Let them do something. Let them do something. Let them wiggle a finger, wiggle a hand. What do you mean wiggle a finger, wiggle a hand? Wink an eye. He's not paralyzed. A church where the gifts of the Spirit are not effectively being used. Amen? Or they're not in manifestation. That's like Jesus, having Jesus laying there paralyzed. He's not paralyzed. Has a mouth but can't prophesy. Amen? Somebody there with the gift of prophecy. Amen? But never steps out declare the voice of God. Amen. Silences him. Amen. A mind. Somebody might have a revelation. A word of wisdom. Amen. Never step out. Amen. Whatever we refuse to allow the gifts to whatever gifts we refuse to allow to manifest in a proper way in our midst. Amen. Is a part of Christ. Amen. That we don't allow to function. And what's worse than that is a crazy Jesus. And what do you mean by a crazy Jesus? People doing a whole bunch of stuff in his name. You ever seen nutty people? Spasms. The hand is just moving, but the mind didn't tell it to move, but it's moving anyhow. You ever seen people with Tourette's? And they're going to say something out of their mouth. Mind didn't mean to say that, but it just happened. There's a whole lot of that going on too. People that haven't learned to nurture the gift of God, be trained in the ministry of God. Amen? Trained in the moves of the Spirit, so we're not walking around looking crazy and retarded, limping and running when we're not supposed to be running. There was a woman in my mother's church. We used to laugh at this woman when we were children. You know, you have to pray for us. Amen? And we used to go to church, and that was the favorite thing I had, because sometimes church was real quiet. But she had a nervous condition. And they had wood floors in this church, beautiful wood floors. And they'd be singing, and it'd be real quiet, and they'd all be praying. All of a sudden, you hear stomping in the back of the room. Because she couldn't control her feet. She had a nervous condition. And that's the way it is with a lot of these spiritual gifts. Popping off, wrong place, wrong time, stomping, no sensitivity of the Spirit whatsoever. They don't have the mind of Christ. It's not in sync with anything else that's going on. Amen. Spasm. God doesn't want a spasm. We're sick of spasms. Amen. We want to see communication and function and somebody say gracefulness. When you see someone graceful, they have full control of their body. Amen. To where it flows in sync. Amen. So say gracefully. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So that means you can be ignorant in the area concerning spiritual gifts. And you can be ignorant for certain reasons. Amen. You're only ignorant if you ignore. Amen. The root to ignorant is to, you know, somebody say ignore. The truth goes out there, but you know it all, you got it all put together, so you choose to ignore the truth, therefore you become ignorant. And it's not God's heart, it's not the mind of the ministry, amen, to have you ignorant. Somebody say hallelujah. So God wants us to flow. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh. Somebody say worketh.
Worketh.
Say worketh.
Worketh.
The one and same self spirit, dividing to every man severely as he will. Glory to God. Isn't he a good God? Isn't he a good God? Isn't he a good God? How good is he? He's a good God. Are you ready to step out into the things that God has for you? Are you ready to step out and become all that God wants you to be? So we've been talking about these gifts of the Spirit. Now I'm going back to Ephesians chapter 4 just a bit. Is that all right? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. And unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
According to the measure of the gift of Christ. How much grace do you have on you? That means divine flow. It's according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And the word Christ means what? Anointing. So your gifting should never exceed your anointing. And that's how you can tell whether you're out there in the flesh or whether you're out there in the spirit. Amen. Yeah, you have a gift. Yeah, you have a gift. Each one of you have a grace from God. You know, that means a go forth. Now, the grace means you're going forth into something. I have a grace to go forward. Now, we're following the grace of God, Ava leading. But what is the measure of your going forward in that grace? Some say, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And Christ means the anointed one. Amen. So, I'm not going to step out there beyond Jesus. Of course I'm gifted and I can flow in different things. And if you really want a minute and you really want to get out there and you want to do what God wants you to do and see things manifest, amen, it takes a long time to learn it, amen, to listen to the Holy Ghost and have Jesus minister with you. Say, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Oh, there's some revelation in this place tonight. You can go home. I'm done if we're ready. Just leave an offering. Amen. But there's some revelation in this place tonight. I'm learning some things right here as we even teach that right there. He said, that's why I'm here with you. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here with you. That's why I've been ministering with you. That's why I've been doing something. Because it's according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, gifts. Somebody say gifts.
Gifts.
Say gifts again.
Gifts.
Say it one more time. Gifts.
Gifts.
You don't ever have to have a gift. You don't have to have a gift at Christmas. You don't have to have a gift at Mother's Day. And just because it's your birthday, you don't have to have a gift. Gifts aren't demanded. Paychecks are. Some say gifts.
Gifts.
Gifts. Say it again.
Gifts.
You don't have to have anything. Gifts come, amen, because of his willingness. It's as he chooses and as he desires to do it. So there are different graces and different giftings. When he walks into the room, I tell you what, we're gifted. Somebody say gifted.
Gifted.
We're gifted. So Jesus manifests himself. Amen. And he's there to do certain things and he's in front of you. That means, somebody say, the measure of it is according to his manifestation of being there. How do I know something's going to happen, if something's going to move, or the potential of that thing is taken out? Not just by great faith. See, if I were going to minister to you by faith, they're different. There's a gift of faith. Amen. There were great things happen. But if I was going to minister faith, I'd just pray for you and let you go home. You know, because I know in time it'll work out. Amen. But if I really want, if I want to have confidence in a gifting, this has happened to you, some of you that are going to be stepping out, healing ministry, doing something. If I really want to have confidence, amen, it's according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So I knew that giftings would be manifest when I was out there at the coffee bar. He said, now I'm ready to start. Because I knew he wanted to do something. So I knew something was about to happen, amen, because he was there in a greater measure. Some say, according. Say, according. Now, see, you have to learn that word according is very powerful whenever you read in the Bible. According to his riches in glory. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. That means how much is going to happen. How much is going to take place? How much is going to manifest? According to the measure of the gift of Christ. Two completely different things. The gift is the vehicle. Amen? The gift is the vehicle. You had a car, had some car work done, and when you got a car that's having problems, you get very bad compression. Terrible compression. Same engine. But if the thing's working properly, your compression's going to be better. Somebody say hallelujah. Going to go a little bit faster and things are going to happen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't he good? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Ghost said, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You're not getting everything you can get. You're not getting everything you can get. You're not receiving everything you can receive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said the reason, because that is your prayer life. You're not praying in the Holy Ghost enough. You're not there to believe. Amen. You're not there to believe. That's why he wants you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost and saturate yourself in the Holy Ghost so that when he is there in manifestation, you will allow him to move into potential. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That he wants to move in. You just don't walk in here any kind of way. It's more than doing your hair and putting on your shoes when you come to church. You're coming into a building. When you're coming to church, you better come to church putting on the armor of the Holy Ghost. Is your ears cleaned out to hear? Have you prayed out all that hell that you've been through all week long before you got in there? How do you expect him to do something for you?
Amen.
You got to prepare yourself. Notice that the Lord told those children before they went over to the other side, he said, listen, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders.
Amen.
Or work wonders among you. You better get ready to get into his presence.
Hallelujah.
Get ready to hear the word of God. You wonder why the word's in front of you, amen, and you can't grab a hold of it. You can't allow God to do everything he wants to do. You haven't prepared yourself to contain the engrafted word of God.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God. You go to conferences, you know, and the only thing you think about is the meals before the conference, the meals after the conference. Everybody tells you sometimes, don't even eat when you go. It's the word. He's got some things he wants to say to you. He's got some things he wants to do. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Praise Jesus. We're just talking about those that have an ear to hear. Let them hear what the Spirit has to say. How do you get an ear? You pray it in. You pray it in the way you can hear it. Oh, Lord. And he said a long time ago, and nobody really got the message. Amen. I can do much more than this. 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 But it's according to the measure of the gift of Christ. How many of you want to see him do more? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read it and let you go. It's all good. This verse, Ephesians chapter 4, is a powerful chapter, and it's right in sync. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. I like that. I'm glad that he went to the lower parts and filled it. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Woo! Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. He fills all things. Had to step down. His glory fills the whole earth. His glory went down to hell and did everything. Amen. He controls it all. Amen. And he also fills the heavens from the bottom to the top. He filled it all. What can contain his glory? He is all. Say, he's the all in all. He's our all in all. There is no place you can go that he is not. Someone even said in the Bible, listen, even if I ascend into the pit of hell, thou art there. That he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh, you're going to miss something here. Somebody say, for the edifying. Say, edifying.
Edifying.
For the getting up. Let me say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the getting up, for the building up. Can these bones live? Come on. For the edifying. Now, see, we got so caught up into the individuals in the body of Christ. For the edifying of the body of Christ, for the edifying of Christ, for the edifying of Christ, not just a group of people. He gave those giftings, amen, that Christ himself would be edified and raised. Some say the body of Christ getting up. Some say perfected.
Perfected.
He sends those prophets and apostles and teachers and prophets just to speak to some feet. Come on, feet. Walk. Come on, legs. Walk. It's not about you. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. When I minister to you, I'm ministering to the Lord. Amen. He will walk. Somebody say hallelujah. He will reign, and he will do everything he's got to do. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness. That's why God can't stand strife. That's why he hates division and all that other stuff, because when you do that stuff, you're not working against the church, you're not working against each other, you're working against the body of Christ. He's trying to put it all together. Somebody say, the fullness.
Fullness.
Unto the stature of the fullness. Now, I tell you what, that's powerful. If Christ fills all in all, amen, if he fills everything, and when we minister to this body and do what it got, it says, listen, it's the measure of the stature of him. When it comes together, amen, it's no less glorified. It's no less powerful. It's no less potent, amen, than the one that fills all in all. Somebody say, unto the measure. Say, the measure.
Measure.
Woo! Say, the measure. That means when we get our stuff together, when we find out what God wants us to do, and we stop thinking about ourselves and start letting the Holy Ghost flow through, Jesus is in the house. The same power, the same glory. The same manifestation, he's there unto the full measure. What does that mean? Him stepping down out of the clouds, amen, will be no grander, will be no greater, amen, to the measure of the body of Christ. Oh, that's really scary for you. That's what the Bible says. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness, that means leaving nothing out. Y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. We found out how to get Jesus. We got him on the inside. We found out how to bring him into manifestation right now. You don't have to wait for the sky to crack, even though it will. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The fullness, when Jesus comes back, everything's going to be all right. He's going to turn it right. Well, if you get your act together, amen, he'll come back. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will be in the house. It'll be like driving up here and the same thing he did when he spoke to the mountains, amen, and did all that stuff. He spoke to the crowds on the mountain. Healed that woman of the blood disease, amen. The fish and the loaves of bread, every miracle he did, everything we saw him do in that one body, Jesus, amen. He couldn't do it again before the rapture through the church, the measure of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. The measure of the fullness of Christ. Woo, isn't that good? Isn't that good? That means that you can get in the right place if the body of Christ is together. Paul saw Jesus on the road of Damascus, and one look at Jesus changed him forever. He fell flat on his face. When we get our stuff together and get into God and do what God wants us to do in the measure, not for selfish ambition or any reason, sinners will come through the door and fall on their face because they're in the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ.
Amen.
You just sing one song. You don't have to wait till you pray and grease them down. You just sing one song and do one thing right, as if when Jesus turned around to those boys that came to pick him up in the garden and take him away, they said, "Are you the Christ?" And he turned around and said, "I am he." And they fell flat.
Amen.
Because he revealed himself.
Amen.
When God shows up, everything else comes down. Glory to God. Don't wait for him to crack the sky and show people, "Hey, I told you so." Amen. Let him see him now.
Amen.
Let him see him now in a glorified church. Someone say, the stature of the measure
of the fullness.
That's your job. He comes back in the clouds as he wills. See, but you have something to do about. You can do something about him coming back now. You can have him come back now. Do you need Jesus to show up and fix anything that's wrong?
Yes.
Do you think if Jesus was back, he'd minister to your children? Do you think if Jesus was there, he'd minister to the messed up minds of some of the people that you know? Do you think he'd heal your body? Do you think he'd right the wrongs? Do you think he'd take care of you? Do you think he'd just love you? Yes, he would. Bring him back.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amazing.
Yes. See, there's some things I'm picking up even in the spirit, even at this point. Amen. And God's using these illustrations to show me and allow me to speak. Amen. To encourage the people to do what they have to do. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh. And I can hear him say, get me up. That's your job. See, we just think we're dealing with people. We're talking about the church. The body of Christ is his body. And if it is not functioning, he is not functioning. If his legs aren't moving, he's not moving. Somebody say hallelujah. But if we prophesy and speak and minister and love, something greater than us is going to get up. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Stop trying to build churches. Go on to the greater good. Build the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Because when it's all done, amen, it's not, we ain't going to see a steeple. When it's all done, we're not going to just see a crowd of chairs. Thank God for them. We're just not going to see the carpet. That's not what he's into. That's not what he's into. Amen. We need to see Jesus. If you don't see him in manifestation, amen, you didn't build it right. When Jesus comes, all Satan's power is broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Build a building, you just take up space. He makes everything all right. Some say, unto the measure of the fullness of Christ. Now I like this real quick. It says, until the unity of the faith. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Isn't that some growing? Isn't that some growing? Grow up. Some say, grow up.
Grow up.
Not some say, grow up into him. Isn't that nice? From whom the whole body, jointly fitted together and compacted, by which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, and having the understanding darkened, and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to the lasciviousness, to the work all uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning your former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed. Somebody say, be renewed. In the spirit of your mind. We've been talking about that mind. They were talking about changing that mindset. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which is created after, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away lying and speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. So say, neither give place to the devil. Stop giving the devil room to move in. Stop opening your doors to the devil. Stop opening your minds to the devil. Stop it. Wonder why you're so defeated. It's like people saying, my daughter's pregnant. My daughter's pregnant. Amen. Well, stop letting the dogs come in the house. Somebody say hallelujah. Stop giving place to the devil. And then when the devil does his damage, amen, say, oh, look what then happened. He just snuck through the door. No, you didn't lock the door. You can be so stupid. Amen. The devil's not that smart. We done left the windows open, the doors open, the back doors open, our mouth wide open, amen, our eyes wide open, and wonder why we are all worn out. Stop giving the devil a place. Some of us renting out rooms to him. Gave him a key. You can come in whenever you want to, whenever you're upset, whenever you have an opportunity, plant it in my mind. Stop it. Easy to get you bent out. And I'm talking to myself too. Amen. Get so caught. Just stop it. And we think, well, I did it last week. It didn't do anything to me. I'm going to try it again. You better stop it. You're going to get on one of them buses and not be able to come back. Just stop it. Do not give place to the devil. And I've seen it happen. When I know somebody today that's off and it's difficult to come back, and I don't know whether they'll ever come back without a prayer. And I'm praying. But you know what the result of that was? Little things. The little foxes spoil the vine. Got away with too much crap. And pushed it and pushed it and finally got to the point to where God just said, you can push the door down and stay on out there. And they don't realize how far out and how backslidden they really are. Amen. Because, oh, I just hear God. I heard God. And all of a sudden, they weren't hearing God. Look at the fruit of it. Then missed it. Then missed it. Giving place to the devil. Don't think that way. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm dealing. Stop it. There's the word right there that tells you how to act. But. Some say, but. Yep, there you go. Because that's all they're thinking. But you don't understand. There's no buts about it. Get over it. And do what's right. Or you're going to be in trouble. Give place to the devil. He's going to move in. And guess what he's going to do once he moves in? Act just like the devil. You can't train him. He's not going to get better. Amen. You got to break it off once and for all. Some say, don't give place to the devil. I feel that. Amen. Be renewed by the spirit of your mind. Amen. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands. The thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. It says, let no corrupt communication. So say, no corrupt communication.
No corrupt communication.
Didn't say try not to. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good. If it's not good, get it out of your mouth. You're not allowed to let anything go out of your mouth, amen, but that which is good. Don't let the devil in, and don't let anything but good go out. Period. Don't think about it. Don't learn about it. It's not hard. Doesn't take you long to learn good. You can judge it. Is it good? I don't care if you think it's true. Is it good? Then shut it up. Somebody say praise the Lord. It makes it real easy. Why? Because what's the cost of it? Maybe your 45-minute depression. Maybe your grief that you had to bear, or the offense you had to bear for the hour. Amen. It's not worth the fullness of the measure of Christ. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm teaching good tonight. We're getting through Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Why? Because we see Jesus. We see the potential of having the fullness of the manifestation of Jesus, but we got to get to the point where we just shake off this stupid stuff and say, hey, it don't work. And just start to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. This is what the Bible said. We get to this stuff. You should do this and you should do that. Maybe you should try this and maybe you should try that. No, the Bible doesn't say it like that. It says, stop it. Don't give place to the devil. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Say, I will not let it happen. Glory to God. Amen. But that which is good to use, to the use of edifying, that it may minister what?
Grace.
Grace.
Amen.
Unto the hearers. Now, I want you to think about something real quick. How do you know whether it's ministering grace? What you say, I want you to think about it after you say it. Now, go minister with that. Close every conversation that you have with people with that. Now, I want you to take what I just told you and minister with it. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, take that and go heal Sister So-and-so. You know how you can hear the anointing of God and it encourages you to go out and do something good, and you can go do something good, amen? Now, when you communicate it otherwise, can you say, now go speak that over, what's his name, and see the devil get off of her, amen? Hallelujah. I snapped at Brother Jesse today. He didn't kick the carpet out from under my car. Be like me, and if I would have said that right to him, don't you do that to my car! You did that last time! Now go tell, speak that over Tizo and see if the devil comes out of it. Go minister grace with it. Some say, do something with that. Say, do something with it.
Do something with it.
Your communication is supposed to motivate people to flow in grace. So they think, and wonder why nothing happened. So they say, would you? Sometimes we didn't give anything to anybody to flow in grace. We didn't stop their tracks solid. You know, molasses. Huh? Oh, amen. Isn't that a good test? What's the test? Now go heal somebody with that. Somebody say, hallelujah, that'll preach. Woo! I think my back feels better. Hold on. Say that again. What did he do? Tell me. Wait a minute. I feel that in my neck. Well, that didn't did it. Tell me something else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So say, that it may minister. Grace. We're after grace, people. We're after something that will release the power of God and the Spirit of God. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That means God does not want junk flowing from you anytime for no reason whatsoever. If anybody had a reason or an excuse or a time when they had a right to allow junk to flow from them, was Jesus when he was on the cross. None of you deserve it. I'm going to hang up here, but you better shut up right now. I don't want to hear it. That's enough. But it didn't flow from him, did it? No. He shut up. Amen. Hallelujah. And talked to the Lord and held it in. if he didn't grieve the spirit of what God was trying to do, that means bring the spirit of holiness to you. See, the spirit behind him being on the cross, the spirit behind all that stuff he was going through, was that you might be reconciled to the Father. Thank God he didn't screw it up, amen, by catching an attitude about going through the things he was going through and grieve the grace of God. Forget it. I'm getting down. God had to use him. He had to use his body. He had to come as a man. That means that body had to do what was right and not grieve the Spirit of God. Did he have the potential to grieve what God wanted to do? Absolutely. But did he grieve God? No. Somebody say hallelujah. Grieve not the Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all, someone say all. Say let it all.
Let it all.
Not some. Not some. Not the stuff you've already worked through and dealt with that. That means the new stuff, the old stuff, the stuff that's to come. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The stuff that's about to happen, amen. The stuff they're trying to get you to get into, somebody say let all.
Let all.
Bitterness. And wrath and anger. Now, isn't that a trip? Now, some of y'all will get ready to clap your hands and say, be angry, but sin not. And they get all rejoiced. They all ready to dance over that. It's all right to be angry. Glory to God. But go down here. Read a little bit longer. Read a little bit. I mean, that's last warning. So you better not let the sun go down on your anger. Amen. That's not saying gives you permission to hold it until nightfall. You better get rid of it and get rid of it quick. And I tell you what, I'm going to give you a deadline. Before that sun goes down, you better get it out of you. Be angry, but sin not. I mean, good Lord. It's like, how far can I go? Now, I could be angry, I can't sin. Amen. Listen, read a little bit longer. Don't you ever say that again. It's all right to be angry. This other scripture, a little bit longer down the page, let's read it. Somebody say this, hallelujah. Let some. What does your Bible say? Let what? Who's preaching this? Who wrote this book? Did I write this book? So it says, let all bitterness and wrath and what?
Anger.
And clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another. Somebody say, wow. And tender hearted. And forgiving one another. Even as God for Christ's sake. Somebody say, hallelujah. Even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. Look at somebody say, for Christ's sake, forgive. Amen. Amen. For Christ's sake, forgive. And there's only one way you're going to be able to walk in forgiveness. And you have to learn it. It's very hard to do. Amen. I need somebody to help me. I'm not mad at you, brother. You're going to have to forgive me. Amen. Come on up here. Amen. Some say, give the devil no place. Say, give the devil no place. Notice it said, put it away from you. Put it away from you. Put it away from you. Come toward me. You're going to be dealing with some stuff. Stuff's going to come at you. Amen. And the only way you can do that, amen, is you have to put it away from you. I know it's justified. Amen. The emotions are going to come. The thought's going to come. It's going to start. The devil's going to come and talk to you. Did you see that? Now, hold on. I want you to, now, something just happened to Jesse. I'm going to be a better devil than you. You know, I used to play the devil when I was in Christ for the Nation. That was my part in drama. Amen. I was a devil. Amen. So I'm going to play the devil for you. Amen. Now, he's had something happen to him in defense. Amen. Now, look, didn't you hear that? Did you see that? Did you see that? Amen. And did you see that? Give the devil no place. The Bible says, you know what I thought it was? You know what I thought? You know what I would do? Hold on. It happened again. It's going to go down. And see, you're already in sin. You're already taken.
You're already taken. You listened to him for 15 minutes. You're going to be in trouble. Didn't you catch it? No, we're not. What does the Bible say? Put it away from you. Put it away. Put it out. You have to actively pursue it. It's not enough not to pay attention. You have to actively push him out. If you don't push him out and tell him to stop it, amen, you're going to be in trouble. When that anger comes at you, you can feel it. Amen. I can feel it when it comes on me. It goes up my back. Amen. And you just want to scream. Can you feel anger sometime? I can. Amen. When it comes on you, amen, you have to put it off. Amen. When you just got some juicy information, you want to say it. Amen. And it's right on the tip of your lips. You're going to have to put it off. So say, put it off from you. Oh, I want to say it so bad. Oh, wait a minute. Just one joke. Just one piece of commentary. You have to put it off. Somebody hallelujah. So say clamoring. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to gripe when I'm doing it. Hey, stomp your feet when you walk out. Don't forget to slam the door. Don't forget to slam the door. Make it noisy. Get over it. But make it noisy. Drive off fast. So I say hallelujah. Swing the car off the road. Amen. Amen. Hang up abruptly. Amen. Somebody say, you better put that stuff off.
Right.
So say, no, I got to put this off. Amen. Okay. Bye. Somebody say, if you don't put it off, you're going to be in trouble. It's not worth grieving the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what are you going to do when that stuff tries to come at you? Take it captive. No. Take it captive. Amen. But you're going to push it off. Push it off. Push it off. If you push that stuff off, we wouldn't be pushing each other. Would you say? Amen. You're pushing the wrong one. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principalities and powers, amen. All kind of spiritual wickedness and mess, amen. Learn to push that stuff off. And we'll be all right, won't we? Then we'll see Jesus. Amen. He said, Lord, when are you going to show up? He said, as soon as you kick the devil out of my room. Hallelujah. You know, some of us in bordered towels. Me and Satan, amen. I'm done. Coffee cups and tea sets. Matching. Matching robes, amen. You know, you can tell us in the bad mood. You had some, amen. Did you see you this week? Did you see me this week, amen? Glory to God. I mean, you just get it. Oh, praise the Lord, amen. Matching cars, amen. Lord, when you going to come in to stay, amen? Hallelujah. You'd have rented my room out. I was in there Sunday, amen, but Lord, he didn't put me out, grieve the Spirit of God, and the devil didn't move in. Aren't we doing good, church? Do you love us? Can't we have fun and do what God wants us to do? Somebody say, fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Wow. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. And if anybody asked about what I taught about, just say you should have been there because there is no tape. Hallelujah. But it's good. Praise the Lord. So shake it off and keep rolling. All right, let's practice something before we go. Stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say,
I
put it off. I put it off. Don't you go home with stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you can't wait to go back home and start. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you got going, whatever stuff we have going on the inside of me, and I'm dealing with myself and thinking about, Lord, who do I have issues with? What's going on, Father? You know, people can do stuff and set you off. You have to think, God, what do you want me to put off? Help me to put it off right now in the name of Jesus. I don't want to give the devil or the deceiver or the accuser of the brethren any place in my heart. So I want to forgive right now in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to manifest the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Thank you for choosing us, Jesus. Thank you for choosing us, Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. He's in a good mood. Hallelujah. Because he's a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he'll make you what he wants you to be. He'll make you what he wants you to be. Glory to God. He'll make you what he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Step by step, grace by grace, anointing by anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Newness is coming. Newness is coming. Newness of the Spirit. Newness of love. Newness of power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they won't understand. Hallelujah. It will be a work of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just minister to the Lord in your own special way. Amen. Just minister to the Lord in your own special way in these closing moments. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Where is that at? There is there now for no condemnation. Where is that? Get that for me real quick, and we're going to go. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Just keep praying in the Holy Ghost, and we're going to let you go. Hallelujah. Get it for me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Greater works, greater works. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Keep praying in the Holy. Pray in the Holy Ghost. There's a greater work that God wants to do. There's a greater work that God wants to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he loves you. You can do it. Hallelujah. You can do it. Hallelujah. You can do it. Glory to God. And you will do it. Don't let fear captivate your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and pray in the Holy Ghost for me. Hallelujah. Romans 8:1. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Sister Bell, as we were sitting here praying, I could hear the Holy Spirit ministering to you. And he was showing some things and speaking some things. And it wasn't clearly, you know, some of the things he was saying. But it had to do with calling. And I heard clearly the word there is therefore now. Everybody say now. And the important word was now in that. There is therefore now no more condemnation. Hallelujah. There is therefore now no more condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. And God's trying to tell you, the devil's been trying to get at you, amen, and make you feel bad about yourself, hallelujah, and beat you up and say, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right, amen, there's always something better you can be doing, or when something's given, oh, the worst, that must be for me, all of these other things, you're not ready. And God says, no, he's revealing his calling on you, hallelujah. He's called, and I've heard clearly, a greater work you will do, the Lord says, a greater work you will do, hallelujah. And as you start to develop identity, what God's called you to do, even though he's rearranged your life and opened up doors for you, hallelujah, and got a new thing going on, he's going to start to reveal his calling on your life and his purpose on your life. Now it says, for those which walk not after the flesh, as you're walking out after the Spirit, where the Holy Ghost leads you, even in the things you don't understand, hallelujah, that thing that happens to you is not going to happen anymore, hallelujah. The devil's not going to beat you up and make you feel defeated or like you're substandard in the realm of the Spirit or always under condemnation. It's good to be in conviction, but not condemnation. Hallelujah. And God said that thing is going to be lifting. Hallelujah. Because we're going to expect to see a new thing. Hallelujah. Because there is therefore, he said, now. Therefore, now, no condemnation for those that walk not according to the flesh, but after the works of the Spirit, or those that know their calling in Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil's not going to be able to put that stumbling block out in front of you anymore and get over on you. Hallelujah. Because you know that he's going to reveal to you your plan and your calling, that you are truly called, that you're not going to doubt it anymore. Hallelujah. You're not going to have to prove it to yourself anymore. You're just going to know it on the inside, and you're going to say, I have this calling. Therefore, I can't be that. Amen. Therefore, I can't have this. I'm not going to get down anymore. God said, it's no longer going to be able to get over on you on that issue anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some say, therefore.
Therefore.
Now.
Now.
No more.
No more.
Condemnation. Hallelujah. Rejoice in Jesus for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You found out what he wants you to do, and you're going to be walking in it. You're going to be walking in it. And God says, a greater work you will do, and no one, no devil in hell. Hallelujah. No one will be able to separate you from what God called you to do. Hallelujah. 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 And you better get bold about what the Holy Ghost told you to do and walk in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say newness in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we can go. Oh, we need to receive tonight's offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. We learned a song, didn't we, Brother Dean? When he says amen. When he says amen. What's that? When he says amen. What's that? Huh? Oh, yeah. When you say amen. When you say amen, when you say amen, it's finished, right? It's finished. Yeah. When you say amen, when you say amen, when you say amen, it's finished. It's finished. Come on. When you say amen. When you say amen, when you say amen, it's finished. Now we're going to say, I got it. When you say amen, when you say amen, when you say amen,
I've got it. When you say amen, when you say amen, when you say amen, I've got it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm being obedient to the Holy Ghost. I know it's late and you got to go, but he's been speaking into my heart to tell you about it. Amen. And he says, sing it. I'm just being obedient. Amen. And I just got to give it to you quickly. Hallelujah. Just put your requests, make them known to God. Make a list out to God. We got that revelation yesterday, and God's repeating it to me right now. Amen. He said there was a man that said he didn't have something, so he just made a list out. They didn't have food to eat. And the only thing he thought about to do was make a grocery list out. Amen. His wife said, honey, there's no food in the cabinet. And she went to her husband who had lost some ministry engagements. Amen. And he said, honey, just write the list out. And she wrote that list out. And before she could finish, she finished writing the list. And he said, now what are we going to do? Amen. Thank God, now we're going to do. He said, there was a knock on the door. And the door, they opened the door, and the groceries were there. And everything that was on that list that she wrote out, God had brought people to their house with it. Amen. So the man started to sing a little song. He said, if it is on the list, is that it? If it is on the list, if it is on the list, it's in the bag. Yeah. If it is on the list, grab a microphone, brother. If it is on the list, if it is on the list, it's in the bag. So do you have anything on your list? Do you have anything on your list? Do you have anything on your list? And God's here to tell you tonight, even at, you know, by letting us draw out an already long service, amen, to tell you, if it's on your list, everything you've asked him, everything you need him to do, it's already on the in his bag for you, and it's on the way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So when you say amen, when you say amen, when you say amen, it's finished. Now I want you to pray for something right now, just these last moments. Then I'm going to give you an opportunity to say amen. As soon as you say amen, that closes it. Amen. Just ask God, believing by faith that you'll receive whatsoever you ask. And then say amen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless this supernatural seed tonight. We thank you for favor. We thank you for grace. We thank you for anointing. Lord, continue to work miracles financially right now in the name of Jesus. Bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you, people. Glory to God. When he says amen, will it?